Yesterday was the 20th of October 2020, and 2 years ago, the Nigerian Army of the Federal Republic of Nigeria opened fire on Nigerian youths who were protesting against police brutality at the Lekki toll gate. And before we begin today's episode, we will be observing a moment of silence for the lives that were lost that day and previously due to police brutality. Hello everybody, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and this is my weekend. 2 years ago, the Nigerian Army opened fire on peaceful protesters at the Lekki toll gate, and it was a very, very dark moment in the history of Nigeria. 2 years after, Nigerians who protested against such acts, who stood up for police brutality, are campaigning for the same government that were the perpetrators of such wickedness, of such evil acts. And it begs the question, have we forgotten so soon how we said, oh, we are going to make this government remember what they did, we are going to make them pay for it at the 2023 polls? But it's barely 2 years, it's just 2 years, and some people seem to have forgotten or not. You see, I'm confused, honestly, because I'm in between the fact that they have forgotten or the fact that they intentionally decided to forget. Either way, there is a forgetting in between. Because I don't know how you have lived with a problem over years and you have been able to identify the root of that problem. You have been able to identify the source of that problem. And instead of you to nip that problem at the bud, you say, oh, you know what? I'm going to stand by the source of that problem. I'm going to support the source of that problem. I'm going to support the roots of that problem. To the point of that the source of that problem being your elected leader. It doesn't make sense to me, honestly, because I begin to wonder, okay, so what motivates this decision? What makes you get to the point where you forget the fact that, oh, not so long ago, you were suffering, not so long ago, even up to now, you are suffering from certain things that you shouldn't suffer as a human being. I mean, look at the economic situation of the country and you begin to realize, are we in the same country with these people or what? Do they go to the same market or what? Or when they go to the market and they're like, oh, I support XYZ person. Like, oh, you know what? Okay, we are going to give you a 70% discount. So if something originally costs 1,000 naira, give us 300 naira and you can take whatever it is that you want. Because why would you see this happening around and you still, you know, decide to toe the line of a particular candidate? Why do you see certain things happening around, certain things that you know are synonymous to this present administration, this same party-led administration, and you say deep down within yourself, oh, I'm going to campaign for these people. Honestly, yeah, I have gotten to the point where I genuinely do not pity anybody, because we are all adults, first of all. We are all human beings, and we have the ability to reason and process thoughts. So if you say you are going to do something, I believe you have thought about it properly. And the one that even that is mind-boggling are the so-called intellectuals, the educated, who go on social media and try to, you know, play mind games, so it doesn't look as if they are saying anything while they are also saying a lot. Honestly, it's crazy. Trust me, it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. And you know why it doesn't make any sense? Because 2-3 years from now, everybody's going to come and say, oh, you know what? I'm sorry I said this. I'm sorry I supported this. You know, it was a mistake. We are humans, we make mistakes. You knew this was a mistake. You genuinely knew deep down within you that it was a mistake. But because of selfish interests, because of, you know, a couple of checks, you have to pay bills, you have a family to feed, that kind of thing. You need to send your children to school. So you close your eye to the fact that people are going to suffer. You close your eye to the fact that, yes, you are a person of influence and you can change the narrative just by supporting the right person. But no, because you are after the fat checks, because you are after selfish, very, very malicious interests, you decide to toe the path of darkness. Because honestly, yeah, I have not seen anybody who supports this party, the APC, that is logically sound, that is mentally sound, that is intellectually sound. Never seen one. I could not see one. Because, come on, is this not suffering enough? This episode today, yeah, if you are not a Nigerian, I'm not sure you would be able to relate to this episode. I am not so sure. But this episode is dedicated to the Nigerian people. Yes, and I'm going to use my platform. I'm going to use this platform to talk about it, because 2023 is coming. We are barely months. This is October. We just have November, December, and January. 3 months. 3 months to the general elections in 2023. And some people are still, you know, supporting an old man, not just an old man, a sick old man. It's sad. It is sad, honestly. And, you know, if God forbid, this old man becomes a president and things become worse than it currently is, these same people would be the ones crying. Because me, I won't cry. I won't suffer. Amen. My people won't suffer either. But these same people who have decided to sell their selves for peanuts, for taking change, in exchange for 8 years of terrible governance, in exchange for 8 years of insecurity, dilapidated economic structures, like, it honestly doesn't make any sense. So, is it amnesia or what? Because this same party is the party that has been in government for close to 8 years now. And it has gone from bad to worse daily. Like, you can't wake up and see one good thing. Okay, the only time we've heard good things about Nigeria was when Toby Amson broke the 100-meter hurdle records. I can't, like, after that, I'm not sure I have heard any good news about, Nigeria in a while. And it's sad. So, if you're going to be forgetful, well done. Carry on. Forget. It hasn't hit home yet, so you have the, I think you have that liberty to forget. But when it eventually hits home, please do not crawl to social media and cry for help, because we will be there to remind you that, yo, my guy, you are forgetting. You have forgotten. So do not come and cry and say, oh, this has happened to me, I need help. Because until something bad happens to some people, we do not realize certain things. And it doesn't have to get to that point. So that's the most important thing that I have learned. It doesn't have to get to the point where it's now close to home before we now begin to take certain actions and do certain things. Now is the time to get it right. Now is the time. If we do not get it right now, if we cannot get it right now, I honestly do not know. I honestly do not know. Please, let's get it right. I beg you. I really hope this makes sense to you. I really hope this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.